not often, Scotty, that the VAFA makes front page of the Herald yes. Sun, but that is what's happened on this Thursday wow. morning. And we're going to chat to the CEO, Brett Connell, who joins us on the line now after the decision was made last night to cancel the 2020 season. Brett, good morning to you and thanks for your time on The Breakfast Club.
No worries, lads. How are you going?
We're going well. I'm sure last night would have been a pretty flattening meeting after you came out and you said, well, that's it, unfortunately, for all the clubs, but obviously a decision that's not been uncommon amongst footy leagues this season.
Yeah, look, it was one we went into knowing, I think on the 20th of June, we're all pretty fired up and we're going to have a meeting on the 22nd. And it looked pretty positive. And then obviously some geographical lockdowns have been enforced more recently, which affects a number of our clubs particularly. And it was going to compromise our season way too much. There's plenty of other factors, but I'm certainly that was the tipping point for our board.
So, Brett, like you said, you were close. Was 2 weeks ago, I mean, how close? What were you... You know, the perfect world, what were you thinking might have happened before this latest scare?
Look, from where we were, we'd been through all the insurance issues and there's still some outstanding insurance costs which we need to understand. But, you know, the insurance piece was mighty big in our view. The financial stability of our clubs and the long-term view of just being able to manage the protocols that the AFL and AFLV could put in place for community sport. And there's certainly some things and some hurdles we needed to get over. But the COVID virus hurdle, we just couldn't get over. And the geographical lockdowns. I mean, that's really, you know, our focus has been around our social responsibility and what we're doing. It's probably going to be pretty tough for people from midnight last night for a month. And we certainly know a few people, particularly with our clubs and our umpires, are involved. In those lockdowns, so we hardly thought it appropriate that we charge around having a kick of the footy as well.
Yeah, obviously the VAFA don't pay the players, so there's a few less expenses than other leagues. But in terms of the financial viability of the clubs into next year, where's that position? Because I can imagine sponsorship dollars and all that sort of stuff is going to be significantly harder to find on the other side of this crisis.
It's certainly one of our focuses now to move. Now we've made a decision and provided some certainty to our clubs. It's revisit rule every club's got their individual circumstances to see where they're up to financially. Membership's clearly not going to be there this year. Some corporate partners certainly are feeling the heat too, and the discretionary spend is down across the community. So it's certainly an area and a factor that we need to build in and work hard that we get all of our clubs returning next year to play amateur footy. The hard costs are standard, you know, talking to all the other senior community leagues, you've still got your training costs, you've still got medical costs, you've still got tape, you've still got lights, you've still got all those other things. It's we're a little bit different, obviously, because there's no paid players in our competition, which reduces our cost greatly to our clubs. But the hard costs to run a footy club are still there, so we're certainly mindful of supporting our clubs and how we get through that, yeah.
Fingers crossed it's all rosy for next year, which seems a long way away at the moment, Brett, but it's something we're all looking forward to. Thanks for your time this morning on The Breakfast Club and thanks for updating everyone on behalf of the
VAFA. No worries, lads. If I could have just 1 minute, what I want to do is just really just shout out to the team at the VAFA. They've been awesome, you know, from working remotely from April 1 and you know, their resilience and desire to get a footy season up has been nothing short of sensational. So I just wanted to publicly thank them if I could. And one cheeky cry, I've got a mate who's doing it pretty tough in Brazil. He's a claustrophobic. The pandemic's pretty crazy over there, and this insidious virus certainly has driven him a bit crazy. So Scotty's a mad fan of RSN Breakfast and RSN Genuine Racing. So I just want to call out to the freak and say good luck, mate.
Fantastic. Thanks, Brett, and all the best for the next year. Brett Connell there, CEO of the VAFA, joining us. 13,000 players and coaches and volunteers, and it's a big league, Scotty. Have you played in the
VAFA? I'm a premiership player of the VAFA. Have we got 10 minutes to go run through? Uni Blacks, yeah. No.
In A? You would have been in A, didn't you?
No, we were a little bit... We were down. We resurrected them. We were the start of the resurrection.
You're the Luke Beveridge catalyst.
Yes. We and then they went back up to the A. And I think they're B now. But, yeah, no, the Uni Blacks. Love the VAFA. It was great fun.
It was great fun. I was lucky enough to play a season or two as well. I knew my place at the footy club when I got awarded the number 62.
Yeah, no. I wore the Ricky Olerenshaw 47.
Oh, did you? Both very high numbers. Let's bring in Brad Johnson on the Breakfast Club Bulldogs legend to preview Thursday night footy. Jono, good morning.